gonna blaze down to away New York or LA. You can take me away. I see sometimes that you hide your face. Look in your eyes and the love it makes. Sometimes this world is a difficult place, but you light it up. I thought love would never take me alive. I get lost simply the way that you smile. Stories told of beauty queen, celebrity crush from the movie screen. My life, my future wife. Somehow I got a raw and warm. Promises won't be undone this time. This time I did something right. I got lost deep in the space. Lips that taste like nickel lemonade. Circus rides, memories I made. We'll go.
That's music from Indian City. The song is called Smile. I had a wonderful time with most of the members of that group out in Edmonton, Alberta for the Junos this past March. And we actually got to play some hockey together. We were on the Juno Cup team and won. Yeah, we beat the NHLers. Imagine that. I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. Before that, Dolly Parton, Emmy Lou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt with Making Plans, one of the signature country songs of the ages back in the middle 80s. And coming up right here, right now, a song from Juno Award-winning artist G.R. Grit, and a song called No Doubt. G.R. released this song on the album Ancestors, which came out in 2021. It is a great song, and GR is one of those people that you can turn to talk to about pretty much anything, and I just really love him. So very honored to play them on the show. Here is GR Grit on the Jukebox.
We started like everyone knew for a time. Thought we held the same thread, were of one mind. Met to lay out what each of us needs. You said you were listening, but something's making me. Your fault, your hands are tied. While you wrap your strings tight around mine. You ask me for one more day every year, month and week.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Multiple Grammy Award-winning artist and lead singer of Alabama Shakes doing her solo thing. That is Brittany Howard with Georgia. Great, great singer-songwriter. Honestly, the voice, the guitar playing, the instrumentation is quite astounding. You'll never really hear anything quite like Brittany Howard. I'm Julian Taylor. This is The Jukebox, and I hope you're enjoying the show. We've got a lot more music coming up. I just wanted to shout out to our sponsors, to our station partners, and of course, to you, the listener, for tuning into our show. It is an honor to put it together for you each and every week. From Territory 6 here in Canada, their music's loud, dreamy, rough, and a little bit on the edges. Here is Where's Graceless, and I hope you dig this song. I really dig it. Here is Graceless by Where's on the Jukebox.
Morning slips through the blinds like a sliver through a cuticle. We've done it now for real this time. From what's there, remember. Was it sour breath, fate and make a mess, turned a smile to a shudder? Any goodwill left, invitations left unsent, ever to recover?
Julian Taylor here. Thanks for tuning into the Jukebox. That was Falcon Jane. And Falcon Jane is from Orangeville, Ontario. That track came out on the album Faith back in 2020. It is called All of a Sudden. We got one more track here on the show from good friends Digging Roots, Shoshona and Raven, pulling all the stops on all the music that they ever create, and it is inspirational and groundbreaking, to say the least. They won the Juno this year for Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year, and the speech that they gave was absolutely breathtaking. Here on the show is Sweetwater by the legendary Digging Roots. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'm Julian Taylor. Until next week, tune in then. Ciao, bananas.
this is Bird Note. As a tree swallow swoops gracefully across a marsh, its long, slender wings glint a deep, iridescent blue. It glides close to the surface, tips its head down, and lightly skims the pond for a second with its beak open, drinking on the wing. Many birds drink while standing, dipping their beaks into a pond or birdbath, taking a beakful, and then tossing their heads back to swallow the water. And most birds can't pull off a daredevil in-flight drink because they just aren't built for it. Swallows are such virtuosos of flight that their skimming the pond almost looks like showing off. Drinking on the wing suits swallows best. They walk awkwardly on the ground on rather short legs, and their long wings are pretty cumbersome, so it's far more efficient to grab a drink on the glide. This adaptation holds true for some other birds, too. Common nighthawks are much bigger than swallows, with a 2-foot wingspan. They take their water in flight, too, while swifts, with an even longer winged structure than swallows, have such short legs that they never land on the ground. And so a sip on the wing is all but essential. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.